So we are going to come back exactly to the problem we faced in the question just before. So what we did here is try actually to take all the provenance problem in reality-based capture. It's not just my work, it's the work of several institutes and several persons. Some of them are here today, Anaïs and George. And so first of all, what we mean by data provenance? We mean that we want to record and describe the entities that are involved in producing and delivering a resource. In our case, we divided the task into reality-based and to iconographical source. Iconographical source, I think Anaïs is going to explain better, so I'm going to skip here. But we are not the first to take all the topic. You all know the London Charter, but just as introduction, we divide the problem into three main categories: agent-based, object-based, and process-based. So the main question is, who made something? What exactly used for doing it, and what's the process of it, so the how? And in our case, we decided to, first of all, analyzing the photogrammetric process. We use a notation as the business process modeling, and for each of the step, we analyze the person that were doing something, how they were doing, what data they're producing in each step of the time. So what are the interaction? Thanks to that, we define seven main steps, and for each of them, we define several registers to record the information. In order that each of them are recorded in each of these steps, and so to give also some help to the people who actually need to do the job. And we decided to test with two main case studies. One is the Ilmendorf excavation in the south of Germany, Munich, where we recover one small object called happily FZ03. And starting from that, they needed to digitize it for the Munich Museum. We start to test our method. We first start with defining what are the main actor, object, digital asset, and equipment we are going to use during the process. But then we define the various project and object in relation to question. That's one important thing. So it's not just doing something, it's just doing something for what exactly. So we tackle the problem in the morning. We need to give also this important vision. And we define the preliminary studies in relation to the various research done that we then connected to the object, the digital data that were previously acquired, or also the various bibliography that we want to connect to the object, and then we start defining the various acquisition. Here we, instead of using as an object base, we use an event-based approach. Therefore, we start from an acquisition process, project. Each of them a different acquisition activity. Now you think about a multi-actor acquisition, or you think about a several camera acquisition. We can record for each of the different event the various setup in relation both to the equipment and both to the object configuration. Therefore, for example, in our case, example of equipment setup parameters are the typical parameters that we're using on the camera that we want to record. And in case of the object acquisition configuration, we have the coverage of the distant mark and baseline and the typical one. So this means that we make, in our case, two different acquisitions, the bottom part and the upper part. And each of them has to be considered as two different events that are going to be recorded separately in relation to an acquired spatial region. And then there is the main problem. Okay, we may take the photo, okay, that's nice. Then there is this black box that we were talking about. We wanted to start to define actually what we need to record there. So even here we have a main wrapper, is a project, and then the different unity of our processing. Therefore, when we do HDR processing, for example, it's an easy case, we can relate the various action taken in relation to both the question that we want to resolve, but also the parameters taken into account, the algorithm used, and the principal aiming or obtain. Same things can be done for processing. Okay, this is just an easy one. So that's mostly what we did. And then there is the point that we set up a question at the beginning, and we need to analyze if our method actually gave some results. So we need to define the answer. Why is this important? Because we don't want just to record the provenance information. we want to record actually the methodology that we are using in relation to certain acquisition, to certain problem, in order that bottom up we can arrive to define also over several acquisitions, several recording, some methodology can be used to resolve several questions. This is not the end, obviously. There is the dissemination. It's very similar to the processing part as we record it and start still as a wrapper and a different unit of action. But in our case, the main difference is if it's still processing, in here is oriented to our users. So there is a new parameter that we need to be considered, and also here we need then to analyze it. So one of the main point that they told us, okay, well, what about the scalability? So we went to a castle. And it's the Buon Consiglio Castle in Trento. It's pretty big, and there was a team of six person doing the acquisition of both internal and external. And we had really a lot of cameras and several distance, and because the part were also quite complicated to acquire sometimes for some problems, geographical problem like the street in the middle. But we defined that we test this to test our scalability. So we have six people all around the castle. Each of them is still to be considered acquisition project. Each of them make different acquisition event. All of these acquisition event have some descriptor that define the parameter in relation to the object and in relation of the camera. And then we can, and then we can put them together. And for the processing, at a perfect example, we had some very awful cloud light condition. So a lot of processing was actually done after, and therefore we wanted to document also that. That's why in our final, let's say, application, we decided to define the various parts that we put together, define also not only the overall metadata for the model, but for the different part that we then merged together. So the Porta di Diamanti, external surrounding wall, etc. And in case also we use some processing, as we did here, for example, of the Ciclo dei Mesi, we define not only the various acquisition metadata, but as I said before, the different unity of the processing, for example, the use of different software for row therapy for differentiating, or in case of another part, we went instead for there was some hole that we use some hole filling algorithm, and so we document actually what we were doing. Why is that? We want a 3D object to be referenceable per se. We don't want just a 3D object. We want something that can be used scientifically, that can be assessed, and can be reused in the future. Therefore, maybe integrating, but we don't know what actually out there, how is made, and what are the problems, both in the acquisition phase and the processing phase. We cannot do that. And so you can find more information and all the document about it in this website here, where we have explained in various detail all the different steps that we take into account. You see a lot of details. And the different register that we associate to each of those steps. On the register in itself, we have all the descriptor that we define. Those descriptor can be seen as, for us, there is a definition, first of all, and then there is, as you see here, if it's required or repeatable in our schema. Therefore, this was made as a free descriptor, but to be implemented, to be in different schema. It can be implemented in an XML schema, it can be implemented in a database schema, and we give some, let's say, coordination for it. If you want, there is in the application tab up there, already database schema prepared and reusable, but being a free descriptor, we give them away, and it's up actually to you to implement in the way you want, because we define what is required for us, but actually we cannot think that everyone has exactly the same requirement and want to implement everything. As we say before, sometimes there are like people who want to define all the processing, and therefore maybe it's interesting to only in the acquisition. That doesn't kill everything, it's just a little bit of tuning, but the description is there and they can be reused. So need to definitely thank the province of Trento for letting us use the castle and the archaeological museum in Munich, and I stay in 10 minutes. Thank you very much.